Although it might feel like it, Hillary Clinton isn't the only person dropping hints about a run for the presidency in 2016. Joe Biden will attend the annual Senator Tom Harkin Steak Fry fundraiser next month in Iowa. The Steak Fry, you see, is in a early primary state, and it's a traditional stop for Democratic presidential contenders. Does this mean that Joe Biden is going to be running in 2016? Even if he wants to run in 2016, does anybody else want him to?
Yeah.
Does anybody care? Does anyone really believe that he has a shot at the presidency? Probably not.
But this is where you go test the waters.
That's true.
Democrats are there. He's going to check out, just like you'll see some of the early front runners for the Republican nomination as well. They'll be there just trying to see what kind of funds they can get, what kind of support they have in that state. And again, the guy is VP. I suppose he has hopes and feels that, you know, in the past, the VP is considered one of the front runners. However, most other VPs haven't quite been in the position Joe Biden is in his own party, where many people find him a bit of an embarrassment.
Yeah, listen, you can show up for the steak fry on September 15th. You can be the keynote speaker, which Biden is.
Right.
I get all of that. But really, you're just going to get a free meal out of this because that steak fry is not going to carry from 2013 into 2016 Biden.
Mm-hmm.
It may for Hillary Clinton and some others,
right?
But not for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Now, this story from the AtlanticWire.com notes that Bidens have already visited South Carolina in 2013. Mm. He has designs on going to New Hampshire as well. So, getting the big states as he's gearing up. Come on, though.
Well, like I said, there's a big difference between wanting to get the nomination and getting it. I still think he's going to make the effort just because he feels that he should be one of the leading candidates. How much support he gets, I just don't know. I agree with you, though. He's probably not going to get it. Although, outside of Hillary Clinton, I mean, who else do you mention as far as a leading Democrat right now?
Now, when it comes to this steak fry, this annual event, it is important because in 2007, basically everyone who wanted the Democratic nomination spoke there.
Yeah, right.
So if he's hoping for it in 2016, I guess you have to speak at a steak fry in Iowa. And even though the next election isn't until 2016, somehow Biden's there as well, meaning that maybe he's running for president or VP. Who knows what he wants to do? San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro will be there as well. Senator Harkin, meanwhile, isn't seeking a sixth term in 2016, which means that soon we might not be able to rely on steak fry fundraisers for presidential speculation anymore. Could this be the last steak fry hosted by Tom Harkin?
Well, it might be by him, but I think the next senator will continue. I mean, it's been a long time tradition. It began even before Harkin took over, but his name just got labeled to it.
I know, but if Harkin's retiring, do you retire the steak fry? Do you do something different?
Maybe they have a corn roast.
I don't know. Maybe Biden wants to be president in 2016.
I think he does.
But I don't see it happening. We know that Anthony Weiner would like to be the next mayor of New York City. According to a new Siena College poll, doesn't look like that's going to happen. Story from Politico.com. More than two-thirds of New Yorkers find Anthony Weiner and Elliot Spitzer's campaigns embarrassing, and Weiner's unfavorable rating has set a record, according to a new poll that is out today. According to the Siena College poll, 68% of New York voters, including 62% of those in New York City, say the national attention placed on Weiner and Spitzer's campaigns is embarrassing. I find it hilarious. Spitzer fares better than Weiner, boasting a 59% unfavorable rating versus Weiner's unfavorable rating of 80% among New Yorkers.
Wow.
80% view Weiner as unfavorable.
All right, bud.
Now, that has changed big time.
It really has. I mean, at one time, he had caught the leaders.
Yes, but then the new round
of
sexting scandals came out. Even though it had happened in the past,
right,
it became fresh while he was running for mayor, and then it was as if New York had just remembered who Anthony Weiner really was.
That's a good point, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's not like he was a clean guy coming into this. You knew his history.
Right.
It just took getting punched in the face with it again for them to wake up and go, oh, it's still the real Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
Our bad. Weiner has set a new all-time Siena College poll record with 80% of voters viewing him unfavorably, including three-quarters of Democrats and New York City voters, compared to only 11% who have a favorable view of America's most infamous tweeter, Siena College pollster Stephen Greenberg said in a statement. Only 11% view him favorably. That doesn't win you any elections.
No, no.
It's not going to happen.
But he's still going to be there.
Oh, he's going to be there. Yeah. Sure. But here's something interesting as well. Anthony Weiner was collecting an average of $16,000 a day in fundraising prior to the most recent revelations of his scandal.
That's kind of shriveled away now.
He's now down to about $1,800 a day.
Ooh, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's getting that much, though.
Now, one of his sex partners, Cindy Leathers, mm-hmm. we know she's signed a porn deal.
Right, yep.
She's also scored a six-figure deal to be a spokesperson for iHookup, some dating hookup
site
online. Yeah. So she's making more money per day than what he's making trying to run for the mayor of New York City.
That's an interesting point.
Cindy Leathers. Becoming more famous now than Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner.